Hey, remember Darko Milicic? He was one of many obscure Celtics to play in what was a very unceremonious end to the Big Three era in Boston. We're going to talk about it on this Wednesday Locked On Celtics. Milicic, let's go. Rainer J's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly. Hey there, John Corrales here from MassLive.com. I'm their beat reporter covering the Boston Celtics, and the Boston Celtics are actually coming back. July 1st is the first day of mandatory individual workouts. So I will be talking on Wednesday to Brad Stevens and one of the players. So I will have some of that for you on the Thursday podcast. That's exciting. We're going to start talking a little bit of basketball again. I want to thank you for making this show part of your daily routine. And we're, you know, trying to navigate this return just like everybody is. It's a little difficult, I will say. Just as we enter basketball season again, I just want to say that I get that this is a tough time with the explosion of COVID cases, with social justice, with all sorts of, I mean, a myriad of very serious things still going on in the world. The podcast, our coverage of basketball, the return of basketball, it does provide a bit of a distraction, and we do need a bit of a distraction, but it's also my job, and there are going to be many of you who don't want that distraction, people you know who don't want that distraction. That's fine. You don't have to partake. But I'm excited to get back to my job, what I'm paid to do, what I want to do, what I love to do, which is watch and talk basketball. And that's going to start happening as we progress through July. So I hope people enjoy a little bit of normalcy, but also at the same time, understand that things aren't normal. And while we should get a little bit of balance in our lives, because balance is important, I don't want this to be like forgetting of the other stuff that's important. So I know some people might feel talking about basketball is a little off-putting, but I hope that those of you who don't think that continue to listen and whatever, we'll get through it. But just understand that we all in this world understand that this is difficult. And we're trying to get through it just like everybody else. So I just wanted to say that up front, because we're going to start talking about actual basketball again. And as we get through July, now that July is here, we're going to be talking about games. We're going to be talking about practices. We're going to be talking about strategy. And we're going to try to get back to some level of normal, even if it's for half an hour a day. So a lot of this is relevant now because on Tuesday, there was a lot of kind of COVID-related news. There was a lot of social justice-related news as it pertains to the return of the NBA. I'm just going to a brief overview of what was happening here, because Jake Madison and I talked about all of this on a full half hour, 35 minute Locked On NBA podcast, our usual spot on Wednesdays on the network. So, but among the things we talked about, Adam Silver talked about what the line might be for what a lot of cases, what a potential outbreak would be in Orlando and what would cause the NBA to stop. We addressed that on the podcast, but it seems like the league, when it returns, is going to rely on its team of experts, and those experts will determine if you get a few outbreaks, a few cases, a few positive cases, Are they all tied together? Does that signify an outbreak, or do those happen to be individual cases? So that's the line that they're starting to navigate. And we talk about that on the podcast. They also talk about the Denver Nuggets and New Orleans Pelicans announcing that they had positive tests, three more positive tests. The Nuggets closed their practice facility. We'll say that the Celtics still have their facility open. For as far as I know, there's no additional Celtic that we know of right now that has tested positive. And I don't know if the team is going to say whether someone has or hasn't. Like I said, I'm going to be on a Zoom call with Brad Stevens, and I'm sure one of the questions is going to be, and I'll ask it, Have any other members of the Celtics tested positive? All we know right now is Marcus Smart. But we also know that these guys have been out there protesting. We know that they're around. So we'll see if any of the Celtics are positive. But Denver had to shut down his practice facility. Three Pelicans tested positive. This is all kind of expected for the NBA. One of the things that Jake and I discuss in the podcast, the Locked On NBA podcast, is this is like the most dangerous time. I feel like we need to get, if these guys are going to play, if we're actually going to resume this basketball season, we need to get these guys into the bubble like now, because life in general, going to the store, going to whatever it is that these guys are going to, just being outside, if they're not 100% careful, and even if you are, you have the potential to be exposed to it. So if the bubble is truly as safe as it's supposed to be, we need to get these guys down there tested and shielded. So that's one of the discussions that we have. And then there was a social justice element to it. Adam Silver said that the NBA will address any kneeling during a national anthem when that situation presents itself. He was asked if players would be allowed to kneel, and he kind of sidestepped the question, because what he said was, I'm not comfortable with the word allow, because I think what he's trying to say is he doesn't want to make it seem like, he doesn't want to project anything that would subdue any form of protest. And he did say he understands the role of a protest. But then he said, we'll deal with it when it presents itself. I don't know what the NBA is planning. I don't know why he was so kind of wishy-washy on that answer. It wasn't his best answer. I don't think the NBA is in a position right now to discipline anybody for any sort of protest, kneeling or otherwise. They have kind of worked with the Players Association to give them this platform. And if the NBA, after all of this, disciplines a player for kneeling during an anthem, then that would really, really cause a lot of backlash. Like, the Players Association would have serious problems if that was the case. So I don't know what they've discussed. I don't know what the plan is. Maybe he's being kind of coy because there is a plan. He doesn't want to reveal it. I mean, it's entirely possible that he and the Players Association have talked about kneeling, and he doesn't want to give away what might be everyone kneeling. You know, just for example, like, he might not be at liberty to say the players all plan to all kneel during all anthems. You know what I mean? He might not be in a position to say that, but I don't know. I'm just guessing. That's just a guess. So that's something that we discuss. Part of the bigger picture of, is the NBA doing enough? There's drips and drabs of things that the NBA might be doing. So this is all part of the Wednesday Locked On NBA. So go ahead, if you haven't subscribed to the Locked On NBA podcast, do that. Follow it on Spotify. I'm one of the co-hosts on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, it's me and Jake Madison of Locked On Pelicans. So I hope you enjoy those shows. When we return, we'll get back to the historical deep dive. We're now in 2012. We're going to go through the end of the 2012 season. There's not a lot to talk about in this season. It's injury riddled. The Celtics are the seventh seed. They lose to the Knicks. It's just brutal. So that discussion, we go up until the Knicks loss. We're going to save Doc Rivers for tomorrow. The Doc Rivers saga and him wanting out after saying that he was in is coming up tomorrow. So that's coming up when we return. I don't know if you're a big cereal eater. I used to be. I got away from it because, look, I'm in my 40s, and any kind of cereal that's marketed towards me is basically like gravel and tree bark. There's just cereal is like for kids, right? Sugary and all of that stuff. Well, not anymore, because as I try to eat healthier as I get older and try to cut down carbs and sugar and unhealthy food, breakfast, my cereal, is not something I need to cut out anymore. I got turned on to Magic Spoon, and their cereals are amazing. They taste delicious. They've got cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Very sweet flavors, but no sugar. 12 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So now all of a sudden, cereal is back in play for me for breakfast. And it's good to have that. Sometimes you want to have something sweet, but you don't want to go through and have something that's going to ruin your diet, ruin your day, get you all bloated and everything. It tastes great. It really is too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. But you don't have to listen to me try to sell you this. You can buy it risk-free. Go to magicspoon.com/MBA. You can grab a variety pack. Try it right now. Try it today. And be sure to use our promo code NBA at checkout to get free shipping. They are so confident in Magic Spoon. It is backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you try it and you don't like it for any reason, if you think I'm wrong, they will give you all your money back. Full refund, no questions asked. So try it. You got nothing to lose. MagicSpoon.com/NBA. Use the code NBA for free shipping.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With the NBA coming back and me doing two podcasts on some days, sometimes three, radio, all of that stuff, it's hard, very hard for me to find a little bit of time to sit down and read and learn something new. It's difficult, but I've got one of these life hacks, a most useful app on my phone that helps me do that. It's Blinkist, and I highly recommend it. It's a very unique app that works on a phone, a tablet, or a web browser. It takes the best key takeaways, all of the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down to just 15 minutes so you can read or listen. They've got an audio feature that makes it easy to finish a book during a commute, a lunch break, while you exercise. I took it with me on the beach. I had my phone walking down the beach listening to a Blinkist book. 15 minutes, boom. Just like successful people, just like business leaders who are all well known for reading a lot of books. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library. All of these nonfiction categories like self-help, business, history, health, the latest titles from bestseller lists, as well as classic nonfiction titles you always wanted to read but never had time to. You have no excuses anymore. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books. All the books you want for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. You'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. And now, back to my conversation with Chuck McKinney and Mike Dinan of RedsArmy.com of the 2012-13 season. So Ray Allen's gone. The season has to... We have to move on, right? The Celtics are without Avery Bradley. We didn't mention this in the discussion of the Miami series. He had dislocated his shoulder, which is part of why the Celtics were shorthanded in that Miami series as well. So who knows if a healthy Avery Bradley could have helped stop something
That was the series. Like he dislocated his shoulder like five times that season, right?
Yeah,
it seemed like, right. It popped out like multiple times.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting to that?
I remember it. I remember it happening a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like both. Wasn't it both shoulders? He had problems with both shoulders, I feel like.
Yeah, I remember that too. I think he had surgery off-season. Yeah.
He had off-season surgery. So the Celtics are going to start the season. Ray Allen's gone. They still don't have Avery Bradley to start the season. He's going to miss the first few months of the season here. So the Celtics are really cobbling together this team. This is like a real last gasp. It does not go well. First of all, they draft Jared Sullinger in this draft. Chris Joseph, who didn't stick around, and RIP Fab Mello, who immediately like concussed himself by hitting his head on a door. He had that video of him like sitting on a folding chair that collapsed underneath him. Mm-hmm. And the Fab Mello era was kind of wild.
Wasn't Courtney Lee? Courtney Lee was Ray's replacement, right?
Courtney Lee. They traded for Courtney Lee. They brought in Jason Terry. Jason Terry comes in. Remember Jason Terry got the Celtic tattoo? Like the champ,
yeah. Even like diehards are like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, appreciate that, but. And he proceeded to have like a terrible year. Like he couldn't.
I don't think he hit a shot yet.
Yeah.
He was like 0 for the season.
It was really wild. And wasn't he like coming off of a really good season? Like that 2012 season in Dallas, like was that their championship season? No.
The year before,
right. Because Miami, we just talked about Miami winning a championship. Duh. So, but he had that prior season was pretty good. Like he had 15 points a game. He was, he was hitting like 38% from three. It says he shot 37% from three in basketball.
I don't believe
it. Man, that does not feel right at all.
No.
I want 3.7% is more like it. But so Jason Terry, Courtney Lee, this is when they signed Jeff Green. So he's back from the heart surgery. And I remember that Danny Ainge got a ton of shit for signing Jeff Green because it was a two-year deal, right? It was that.
Yeah.
2 years and like 60 or 3 years because he got traded. So it was like
3 and 24, something like that.
Like 27, I want to say. Like 3 years, it was like 27 or something. It was a big number.
And, well, 8 million. Yeah, he made 8 million for the year, so it was probably eight and change. So yeah, that was big money.
That was the big money, and people were like losing their minds because it was the and I remember specifically writing about this. Jeff Green coming off the heart surgery, no one knew what he was going to be. He was already kind of like a little disappointing. People were still not 100% sure on whether healthy or not. Like even at full health, whether he should have gotten that number. But also the Celtics didn't have any small forwards. This was the same reason they signed him for this money was the same reason they traded away Kendrick Perkins. The Celtics had no cap space. They were totally screwed. And the only option they had was to give Jeff Green that money or some kind of contract that was kind of on par with what he was before the heart issue, because if he walked,
even boxed in, yeah,
you got nothing, and you don't have that kind of money. They had his bird rights, so they kind of like, well, we're gonna roll the dice. It's not a good contract. I'm not saying it was a good contract at all, but they also had no choice but to sign Jeff Green to something. And they had no money to spend otherwise. The other guys that they had to back up Paul Pierce, who, you can put Courtney Lee at 6'5", shift him over to the three somehow. They had, you weren't going to play Jason Terry. You're not going to. You just drafted Chris Joseph. He was never going to play. Syracuse flameout. Another Syracuse flameout. They had no options. So Jeff Green's on board.
And not only that, but they had given up in the Courtney Lee trade, Juwan Johnson and his KG-like jump shot.
Ah.
So you didn't have him anymore to rely on.
Somebody did find that tweet.
I knew it. I knew someone would.
Someone did find it. Because, Chuck, yeah. I was talking about I tweeted once that Juwan Johnson's jumper had a very high release, very KG-like. Because we're joking about Tommy.
You pulled a Tommy.
We're joking about Tommy deeming Steemsma as the next Russell. I was like, yeah, I kind of knew what he was talking about. And I was like, yeah, I made this comparison to Juwan Johnson. And I knew as soon as I said it that somebody was going to find it. Lo and behold, somebody did find that tweet and send it to me. So, Juwan Johnson out. Marquise Daniels gone. Michael Pietrus gone. Like any of their potential wings that they had were gone. So this was the last, a very desperate last gasp for Danny Ainge. It just did not work out well. Follow us on our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. I always thought it'd be cool to rebuild a classic car. There's nothing like popping the hood, getting under there, and be able to pull that thing apart and put it back together. Now, I can't do that, but if you can, then you want to go to rockauto.com. It has all the parts that you want for one of those cars or something maybe a little bit more modern. If you know what you're doing and you need something complicated, you can go to rockauto.com and not have to go to one of these chain stores and hope that they have something in stock. Or if they do, it's not necessarily the thing that you want. Now, they've got stuff for people like me too, like windshield wipers and headlights and carpets and stuff like that. I can get all the stuff, the little accessories for my car at rockauto.com too. It's got something for everybody. And you don't have to be a professional mechanic to get a great price. The do-it-yourselfers get the same price as everybody else. The prices also stay the same regardless of what the changing winds are in the market. The price doesn't fluctuate like it does at like an airline or something like that. There's no membership. There's no login. RockAuto.com is a family business. It's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. You can go shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, all of that stuff for your classic or daily driver. Get everything you need with a few easy clicks, and it's delivered right to your door. The prices are always reliably low. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts that are available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. It's an amazing selection. Reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Yeah, this roster is a hell of a... I mean, you just look at all the names who made it through. Leandro Barbosa was on this team.
That's right.
Shavlik Randolph, and this was Jared Sullinger's rookie season.
Yep.
Wow. Chris Wilcox era. He was always hurt, wasn't he? And I just felt like he was always hurt.
How about Darko?
Yes. Yes. They brought Darko in.
Played 5 minutes. Literally 5 minutes. That's it. Yep. Then they let him go.
Yep.
I guess he didn't impress in that 5 minutes.
Well, they kept him. I'm trying to remember. Like, I remember they kept him, and they were like, there were some questions about whether he was even going to make the team. And they, you know, they kept him on the team. And then after that one game, that 5 minutes that he played, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go home. And he went home. Like, he just left the team and went home, and they cut him. And then shortly thereafter, there is that famous picture of him shirtless drinking a beer with no hands. You ever see that picture?
I've seen that.
So, yeah, it's basically he has the bottle of beer in his mouth and he just tips his head back and it just empties into his mouth, like down his throat. He's shirtless and he's just partying with all of his, you know, Serbian friends. I don't know. Some party at Serbia, right? He's a Serbian guy.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. That was the end of the Darko era. However, it lasted long enough for Darko as a Celtic to be his basketball reference picture. So, there is not a ton to talk about when it comes to this season, except for the injury to Rajon Rondo, which is really where this thing got derailed. This team fell apart. They barely finished above 500. And the reason they finished above 500, this was the Boston Marathon bombing here. And they had a game that was canceled due to the bombing, and it never got made up because it had no bearing on the standings at the end of the season.
Ah, yeah.
So they finished the season 41-40. So they technically finished above 500 because of that one canceled game. They could have finished that game, that season 500. But in January of that season, Rajon Rondo suffered a torn ACL, it was a partially torn ACL, which happened in the end of the fourth quarter of a game. And he played like the overtime. He thought he'd hyperextended his knee. And there was even talk of him playing in the next game, but he played like an extra 12 minutes on that ACL injury. And it wasn't until like a couple days later that he was ruled out for the season.
Yeah, that's right. It's all coming back to me now. What a wonderful year.
Yeah.
Do you remember that the next game was on the next game? Paul Pierce was being interviewed, and that's when he found out that Rondo had torn his ACL, and he had the most grimmest look on his face.
Yep.
And that was a tough year.
Yep. They broke the news to him in the post game. They said, oh, yeah, Rondo has a torn ACL. That was it. I mean, even Rondo was saying, like, I didn't think it was torn. Like, I thought I'd be able to play in the next game against it was against Miami. I'm looking at the story now. He showed up Sunday. That next Sunday, he went through his routine, and he thought he had some soreness in his right hamstring. So he went to the team doctor and they were like, huh, let's go get this checked. So they ruled him out of the game against Miami, which obviously he wanted to play against Ray. And they scratched him from the lineup. He went and was diagnosed with the torn ACL. That's after that game is the Paul Pierce interview. It was that day. Like, so Paul got that information during that day. I mean,
right.
What a horrible season this was. You know, you'd like to think that there's some like grand exit for these guys, but just out with a whimper. They 41-40. They go into the first round of the playoffs and they lose to the Knicks.
I know. That's another one. Jesus.
And the Knicks were up 3-0. They were about to get swept by the Knicks, and the Celtics come back and they win two games, and then they were put out of their misery in game six. But for a minute, it looked like they were about to get swept. And Carmelo, like, the Celtics were the seventh seed in the East.
Also, for a minute, it looked like they were going to pull off the greatest miracle in NBA playoff history. Because when they were in game six, there was less than 10 minutes left and they were down by 26. They were getting blown out. This is at home, an elimination game.
Right.
And they scored 20 straight points and they got to within 4 points. And it looked like they were going to force a game seven. And wouldn't that have been crazy?
That's right.
But then the way that season went, reverted to form, they couldn't keep it going. And they ended up losing. But Chuck, consolation prize. The Knicks have not won a playoff series since. Chuck loves to pound
on the Knicks.
The
The most overrated franchise in all of professional sports. Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah, this was like Avery Bradley had a big fourth quarter. Like he had a bunch of steals down the stretch. I'm looking at the play by play. Yeah, they started the fourth quarter down 69-47. 47 points going into the fourth quarter, the Celtics. That's embarrassing. And Jason Terry actually started hitting shots. That was something.
It's embarrassing because Ray Felton was the second best player on the Knicks that year. I mean, good God. That's brutal.
Yeah, Jason Terry hit a three to make it 87-78. Yeah, they got it close. Oh, well. The season ends with a whimper. We know at this point that big, big, big changes are ahead. When we return tomorrow, Doc Rivers, gone. That discussion. Doc, 2 years after signing a 5-year extension, decides he wants out. He's done. So we're going to talk about that. I'll also share some of what was said by Brad Stevens and whatever player we're able to get after the Celtics return to the floor. So tomorrow's podcast will have some of the new stuff and some of the historical stuff, kind of like we've been doing. So go ahead and give this show a subscribe or a follow on Spotify if that's how you choose to listen to your podcast. You can always, if you are a subscriber already, give this show a 5-star rating and a good written review. As I've said in the past, that's what really helps the most. I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you to pay me to do this podcast. I am asking you to go do that and help us out with a good written review and a 5-star rating, because that's what the advertisers really, really want to see. It's also great if you go ahead and visit some of these advertisers like Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/NBA and grab a variety pack of this amazing tasting cereal that is 100% guaranteed or your money back. Check it out. No sugar, high protein, 3 net grams of carbs, magicspoon.com/NBA. Use the promo code NBA for free shipping. Also, Blinkist, right now for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. And RockAuto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Now, tell your smart device to play the latest episode of Rejecting the Screen.